Hey zusammen, bevor es losgeht, eine kurze Info. Auf meinem Instagram-Kanal Simon Lohmeier findet ihr die Bilder zu den einzelnen Geschichten auf der Weltreise. Den Link zu meinem Account findet ihr in den Shownotes. Viel Spaß dabei! Hallo ihr Lieben und herzlich willkommen zu Bussi, meinem Interview-Roadtrip-Podcast. Ich bin Simon Lohmeier und ich reise gerade mit meinem 1984er knallgelben VW-Bus Bussi um die ganze Welt. Von Deutschland nach Indien, über Japan nach Amerika, runter Südamerika, Afrika und zurück nach Deutschland. Das dauert ungefähr 2 Jahre. Zwischendurch lasse ich meinen Bus stehen und komme für ein paar Wochen zurück in meine Heimat. Und hier spreche ich dann mit spannenden Persönlichkeiten über ihre und meine Erfahrungen aus den Regionen, in denen ich unterwegs war. Und natürlich auch immer über die Menschen und das Leben selbst. So, liebe Bussi-Freunde, wir sind wieder da zu der letzten Folge vor der Sommerpause. Und ich habe einen unfassbar liebevollen, schönen, natürlichen und einfach der beste Mensch an meiner Seite. Ich habe Matassi heute hier. Meine Freundin, die ich in Georgien kennengelernt habe. Sie wird mit mir die letzte Folge vor der Sommerpause aufnehmen. Und ja, die Folge wird natürlich in Englisch stattfinden, weil wir Englisch zusammen sprechen und auch nur ja, Englisch können, um uns zu verständigen. Genau. Very, very welcome. Hello, Matassi.
Hello.
Hi.
So we thought we will have this conversation today and about our beginnings, where we met and all, like leading through what we've done, what we see, what was bad, what was good. Yes, which months when we saw each other first was in?
It was, I think, beginning of April.
Beginning of
or
April.
End of April.
Yeah.
End of April.
Something like that. Sometime last year, no?
Really?
I also remember really well the exact moment. I mean, some people always ask us, like, how did you guys meet?
It was really special meeting for me too.
Yeah. Where was it? We that was your city, your hometown.
Yeah, it was in Tbilisi. I remember I went out with my friends. It was like Mutant Bar. It's a really, very cute place, small bar. And I remember our meeting was there.
I remember I smiled at you. You walked by past me, no?
Yeah, it was like immediate. Like connection or something, I don't know. I smile back and that's...
And then I got motivated to say hi because you smiled back. I think if you wouldn't smile to me, I would have not come. I don't know, I got really shy in this moment.
Yeah, you really, really...
I was really shy, no?
Really shy. You were standing like, oh, hello. When I like someone, I get really shy. And I was like, you are doing good, boy. I was really confident, I remember.
I really loved it. You really were so sweet. Like, oh, you're doing good, boy. I remember that so well when you said that. And your English was so good. And I remember you got a little bit more shy in English.
Yes, because it's... Okay. I had no practice to speak with someone in English, like, so.
Yeah, but
that's was the reason of my shyness.
But I feel like over the year, you really improved well. And I was really, I always said like, oh, you can say it this way, say it that way.
Yeah, you were really helping me in this and like trying to improve my English skills.
Oh, they became so good. Even if I loved all these little cute mistakes in the beginning. Like,
my new, so she vocabulary, made, I have my own.
She made up really some words sometimes. I had to laugh so hard that it was like a riddle, you know, figuring out what she's saying. But now you're perfect. It's incredible.
Now I'm very far from being perfect, but still it's better. Still I can explain myself and say, I'm happy, I'm angry.
I'm happy, I'm angry. Are you more happy or more angry?
More happy, of course. I'm more happy. I'm talking without body language.
Yeah, I remember when I was the night when I saw you, I was already in Bussi sleeping and I already had like my sleeping mask on. And then a friend of me called me. He's like, oh, come by. This is really nice place. And I got up. I put my clothes on, and then I walked to the bar, and it was life changing. I mean,
really.
If I would not wake up this night, I would not meet you.
And
it was really part of destiny. Yeah. And then I stayed longer in Georgia than I thought. And we got to know each other better.
Yeah, but still it was a little bit short time. Like it was only we had really just only 5 magic days. And after these 5 days, like I remember you went to Iran, no?
Yeah, I went direction to Iran. I had to drive through Armenia first, but...
And I remember you called me and you were like, what I'm doing here? I'm coming back to you. And I remember it was really, really
and
big surprise.
I think I was from Tehran, I take a flight back to Georgia.
I missed
this little stinky.
And it was like, you are a Georgian witch or what you did to me?
She's a Georgian witch, really.
And I was like, Georgian women. Okay.
But then, it was nice because after Georgia, I also, and Iran, Armenia, I took a little break in Germany. We had some time here.
Yes, I remember we had like a week in Tbilisi. And after this, I fly back to you in Munich because you had this job
with Porsche.
And
what you helped me with that.
I was there and it was really, really nice week.
It was really nice. Yeah, and then we spent some time in Germany together, and then really I think the biggest adventure ever started for you because we prepared you to come to India. I still had my bus in I parked it somewhere in Iran. I had to still drive to Pakistan and did Afghanistan, and then when I started I did the border to India. I picked you up in Amritsar.
In Amritsar, I fly there. I remember. Yes, it was really spontaneous for me because you was like, maybe you're gonna join me in these travels. And I had like my life in Georgia, like job and family and friends. And it was really,
it was a big step.
And I was thinking, should I do or should I not? But I think I really had time for this in this time because I had no like crazy responsibilities. I'm more free and I had more time to do this. And it was the best decision of my life, really, because it was really life-changing for me. It changed a lot inside of me. And
what did India do to you?
I don't know. It was like, first, you remember when I fly in India, it was so crazy shock for me because really it's whole another world. There is no another India in this world, I think.
Yeah, and so true.
Really, it was so hard in the beginning and I was on my limit, you know, when you are on your own limit
on your
and
personal
and
with your space,
yes to
with
give your, up like to with, give up. I was like, now I'm gonna go back home and I don't know, to overcome all this like
stress.
Tough and stress, what was out of my comfort zone, and finding there another comforts and finding their beauty and pleasure. It was really, really life-changing for me because I'm a person who likes to be in there in my own comfort zone. I don't like to coming out from this. And India turned everything around in me.
So when you stepped into Busi the first time and you thought like, and you see the surrounding, and what do you think about your comfort zone? What was your
First time? Like, I love Busi, you know, it's the most beautiful and cozy place I would ever imagine. But still, it was like, as a woman, like I need lots of stuff to take care about myself, look good.
Yeah, for sure. And we don't have like a normal bathroom or something.
Yes, even we had no shower. We were like finding places and hotels and rivers and yeah, I don't know.
Asking here and there if we can use a shower and all. Yeah,
and it was really, really another kind of experience what I think everyone should once do in their life, no matter it's a woman or man or I don't know. Everyone should do this because...
What exactly? Like to get out of their comfort zone
and like do something that they are not used to do and they are afraid to do and they... I don't know what it... It was for me this kind of travels because I'm not a this traveler person. You know me, I'm...
Yeah, you did Europe before.
I just did Europe like for a weekends, for nice hotels or hostels and very easy and very comfortable. In India, you know, India is not easy. It's not easy there as a woman, like as a...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because you stare at you
people
like crazy.
Stare crazy, like men are coming, taking pictures always.
Yeah.
And also it was, of course, not... nice for you. You also were in stress because of me.
Of course, yeah. But I think we really tried to get more and more comfortable. But we also had a really, I think it was really good that we had this little break in Nepal.
Yeah,
because we kind of drove from Amritsar, like Delhi. Delhi was also terrible. I mean, it's a huge city. I think you did not really like Delhi,
oh my
no?
God, like Delhi, of course, it has their own beauty, and of course, it's amazing city. But still, it's too crazy. And all this poverty, all this richness, it's all together there. And it's really, I don't know, it was so crowded and so, I don't know, the Delhi was the last place I would ever go back. But
it's true. I remember where we slept. We were finding a park next to, like, in the area of all the embassies. So it was, like, a better area. But and in the evening, this parking spot of the park, it got kind of empty, you know. And we had at least some. It was good sleep there. It was not...
Because sleeps in India, it's not so easy to get and find the place where you're going to be alone and feel safe. Because, like, when in India people saw the pussy, yeah. I remember everyone was, like, knocking and running and asking for pictures. We had, like, a zero space... To be alone. And especially it was not easy as a couple, I think, because still it was beginning of our relationship and to find yourself in this kind of situation where you are always together in this small place and even outside you had no space either. It was really hard for us, but I think we had there really good like communication about this and we were like helping each other to improve this part of heaviness.
I mean, you were also, this is, I did, it needs a lot of practice. It's just like some rhythm or how do you say to kind of wake up and then
routine. The same routine, like we were waking up at the same time, like washing teeth, make breakfast, like having shower. We had everything in the same time, go to sleep together, like
read and talk about the day. I don't know.
It was in a synchron. I don't know how this is the right word or not, but it was like this. And also it was not safe for me to go outside and like walk around alone or take pictures or even go in for a shop in magazines. It was not possibly. I was not allowed to do alone, and you were always with me, and I think it was for you, this part was a little bit pressure, and I want to know how you were feeling about it, and
What I know.
Is
I
your
know.
Advice, a couple who are traveling together, and what is your advice for as a man, like as a woman? I will tell.
I mean, I remember really well in the beginning that I think I was trying to show you what's important.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a small space, it's always I'm a very clean person, and now she got this.
He's very German.
She got this kind of really cleanness, really full on. Because I would not start driving if the bus is not organized or something. I want this because it keeps everything together. I mean, you know, you can start cooking again, and nothing is flying around when you drive. Everything has its space, and I think you really. I showed you that really in a
rough German way. German he was way. Like, clean this, put this.
I just showed you, yes,
because I'm not so I can be without these strict rules. I can live, but I get used to this, and I think in the end of our travels, I was already professional.
No, you can be a real camper and like an outdoor girl, really.
Yes.
And you were so cool. I mean, with all this time, you really also, you know, hygienic wise in India and everywhere it's not like easy. But I love that you were able to take a bottle of water and take a quick shower, you know, until we find a better shower and all these things. That was really important, I think.
Really,
you had to just not overthink everything, you know.
No, I was just doing, but it's not my personality, you know. In my ordinary life, even if I'm going out from my city, from Tbilisi, even in Batumi or seaside or mountain place, I think a lot, I pack a lot, I stress myself a lot. And suddenly I was like, okay, to do everything, like even shower in the river, just in a most, I don't know, eating in the most craziest Indian street food and not afraid. I make a...
You like changed.
Really big. It was really back step from me to just say no to my brain. Now stop. You're not gonna think and overthink. You will just do and just enjoy. And I really did. I really enjoyed this travel. And especially, you know, I always saying that India was the best part of this rough. And also the magic. I don't know. There is lots of magic happening there. And if you make your eyes on like on point to see something good and something beautiful, you will see. And if you want to see just stinkiness and poverty and all this bad stuff what happening there, you're not gonna see the
beauty. You think you have to open up for seeing that, because there's so much beauty. We went the last 2 days, we went through all of your photos on the web. Like, by the way, Matassi's photography is insane. If you have a space where we can exhibit Matassi's photography, I swear to God, it's worth, like, I gave up photography because she's just a better photographer, really. She is amazing. Yeah. I can't wait to show you guys. Or there will be definitely some exhibitions soon. Yeah. So we went through the photos and there's so much color. It was going back in time, and all these places we see, you know. I think what do you think is the most... intense. I mean, she also says every day, like, I'm thinking about India every day.
Every day I think about India. I don't know what what part of me I left there. I don't know, but this part is really calling me. I don't know. I really I think I'm gonna go back in maybe in September, October. I really want to do this 2-3 months in India.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Of course, like, maybe because this was the first place where I really take my camera and I was looking everything through this.
Through, yes.
I felt like I'm in a movie and all this, I don't know, I was looking from the screen everything, and maybe because of this, it was more easy for me to take all this happiness what has India. And it was really amazing for I and for camera. We were really friendly together with my camera. Like I felt first time,
a new friend,
really,
no?
Really. And and also you were shooting there and we were together doing something what we were so happy to do. And we were like looking and we were on a same line of feeling yeah. of something together. And this is also another connection of being with someone, with friend or with boyfriend or with lover, I don't know, but when you can share of moment of a beauty with someone in that way, it's the biggest thing you can do with someone. I don't know, it really was amazing for me. And like you were looking at me how I was taking pictures, I was looking at you, we were sharing this stuff, I was showing you me, and it was really really, how to say, I don't know, even really magic moments for me.
Very true. Do you remember one particular moment you can tell them what you liked? Maybe from the photos yesterday we had some, you know,
pictures?
Yeah, from something you can describe.
I don't know. For me, like the most incredible place was Varanasi. I recommend everyone, if someone wants to go in India, directly go in Varanasi, because there is everything, all this beauty, all this holiness, what they have, everything together. And the most important, how they believe in something, this believingness, if it's right word, I don't know, but when you believe something,
yeah.
Yes. And it was so amazing for me to see this, how people can trust something. They were going in this Ganges river, they have this main holy river, and this river is most dirtiest place. Really, it's you cannot imagine, like people, they are burning
the bodies
in there.
There's like dead bodies
inside,
like
on
the dead parts. Animals. There's they throw every day, they throw kind of trash. They're giving things for the, like, in like as a ritual, no? Like
it's a ritual, like, throwing inside the... this is the most dirtiest river on a planet, I think so.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still, they believe that if any Hindu goes in this river and swim there and even drink this water, they're gonna go in like heaven, in nirvana, that they believe in nirvana. And to see all this stuff, that people are going inside drinking this water and believing that this water gonna do anything bad to them, and it's not doing anything bad to them.
No, they
really, this belief changes everything. It was amazing to see all these things. And I remember it was like morning at 6 o'clock, they have this ritual of a fire making, and we went there and we started to shoot there. And I think the Varanasi part is the best in my photography.
Yeah, it was just I remember your photos there. You see people, they are so, I mean, they grab for the flames of that ritual because they want that smoke in their face, because that is something what heals them again. And I remember one picture, there's all these people so concentrated on that fire, and everyone is trying to grab that flame, and everyone is even they pushing each other out of the way that they can grab the flame. And you catch one of these moments.
Really, and putting on the face even. And this fire and hands and crying and laughing. I don't know, all the craziness and all the mystery what you can imagine was going there for me. I don't know, it was really amazing. And I really want to hear from you, because I was not there. I remember one morning you awake very early and you said that you're gonna go and shoot some stuff, and you went in this island where it's living this babas and this agoras, sadhus. I know, and sadhus. And I don't know, I was not there. I would like to hear from you what you see there and what you feel, what was...
It was... It was really rough. I think I said it also before in another podcast that, you know, you see a lot of death. And that also, I know I've never been in touch with death in such a clear form that you see bodies, you smell them burning, it's kind of a war scene in some way, but then everyone is so happy around it. Mm-hmm. Everyone is so colorful. Mm-hmm. Everyone celebrated so far away from how we are used to it in Germany, or I think in Georgia as well.
Yes, death is like
the dark.
The biggest grave.
You go, you don't celebrate it like they do, and that is something what I really appreciate now. I think I have another way of feeling and seeing and coping with that, and that was something what this little trip when I went did with me. I feel like we also on our way we've been in a lot of other holy cities like Pushkar and Mathura.
Yeah, Pushkar is like if someone wants to travel in India and they don't know want to go there or don't want to go, I think the Pushkar is the right place because it's more touristic. Still, there is this holy stuff.
Very holy city,
and,
yeah.
I recommend Pushkar. I don't know, all Rajasthan area is the most beautiful.
I remember really. With Pushkar, I think I once, funny story with Matasimi, because there's a very holy lake in the middle. It's super holy. Like, it's so holy that all the area you walk around it, like you cannot wear shoes.
And you don't know how I was scared to not cut my feet or something. Because
no, it's but it's not like it's a clean area to walk. There's so much shit, dog shit, cow shit,
people
shit. I don't know, bird shit. I don't know everything. And you are not allowed to wear your shoes.
And still, I wanted to shoot there some stuff, and I was like, what should I do now? But really, it was really funny. Not funny, but
yeah, it's like a mission. No,
I was on a mission, but still, I did. I overcome this too. Whatever, it's just feet and just shit. It's okay. I'm gonna clean myself.
Exactly, you can clean yourself later.
I shoot some really good stuff.
Incredible. And then another story in the same city. I remember Matasi runs to Bussi. She comes home. It's like, get your things. We are going to a wedding. And she was just shooting on the street, and then someone, and she had a really colorful turban on, and she had some flowers around her neck.
I
she looked like
she
was a different person. And then we really got into this Indian wedding, and was insane. We had like a lot of intense dancing, and
because it was one of my wishes to get into the Indian wedding, because I know from my friend that it's really amazing and it's so different that we know, and really suddenly I'm in this crazy wedding. Oh my God, it was so much dance. And
and remember how the bride, how he looked like? He was coming on a
on the horse.
Yes.
Yeah, they have this kind of ritual that bride should sit on the horse.
On the horse. And it was a beautiful white horse with beautiful flowers also. No, and
but I think he was already exhausting to sit on this because they are coming very slow. Like they are making around all over the city.
Yeah.
With this music, with this tum-tum, how it looked
like the drums and like and trumpets, and it was really, it's a big march through the city, no?
And we are in the middle, everyone wants to take a picture with us. We were really so celebrates there.
I never had a day in my life where I took more selfies with people than on this evening.
Really? I thought we were like...
Yeah, really. I almost felt a little bit bad because I think we took more photos with the people than the bride and the groom.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Pushkar was in that way, it was really an experience. But there was also What I wanted to ask you is, we talked about sleeping, but it was not always that we had like a good sleep. And you remember one or two times?
Yeah, I remember when you decided, oh, now it's time to find a place where no one gonna see us and be around us. And we find this field snow.
It was just a field somewhere in the,
Yeah. And I remember it was maybe around 1 or 2 o'clock at night. And I remember I hear a crazy knock on our car with a stick. Someone was like knocking
with like a wooden stick.
Wooden stick. And I get so scared because like it was not my nightmare all time, all this trip. I was afraid of a night and of this like attacks, because India is a little bit famous with this. They are really,
they can get, it can also turn into like a bad direction, but
really but we were really lucky.
We were really lucky
because I remember you went out like, who are you, and we see this 10 or
eight like 10 people
standing there, what you are doing here, why you are here. And also there was also police, and I was like,
and
what?
The police told us to leave. Yeah, I mean, and I do not always really feel safe with police in other countries.
Yes, but this time I feel
you feel better, no?
I feel when I see the police, I understand that it's not gonna be so bad, because it's really helped me in that moment.
True.
And they were like, it's better for you to leave this place and finding always place where like more crowd, more people.
Next
because
to a
it's
hotel or something.
It's not safe for you as a traveler. And
but so they make a little show. We stayed the night because the farmers, they said in the end, you can stay, we will watch it, and it was fine in the end. But
in the end, everyone was so helpful with us. We had zero bad experience. In these 4 months, we had zero bad experience, really. Everyone was helping. Everyone was inviting us in their homes. And they were really poor, but still they were sharing something with us. Sweets, tea, I don't know. It's an example how you should live and how you should be with other people. Really, the most poorest people were trying to share something with us. And it's really, I don't see this in my country or in other places. I don't know. India was really, they are really direct and really, I don't know, very kind.
In your face, but very kind.
Yes, they even sometimes very pushy, but still, I don't know, in
it's
their
just their
eyes,
way. This is their nature. I mean, it's, you get used to it, no?
Really, this kind of, what I see there and this, I don't know, I even don't know how to explain this. When you can accept all this reality in what you are living, all this poverty and everything, and still you can find happiness there and peace. What is the most important is peace, because in Varanasi, I remember someone tell us that people who are dying or they are near to death, they are going to Varanasi and they are just sitting near to this river of a Ganges. Yeah, and they are waiting just for a death. And like as I'm saying this, it looks really dramatic, but when you are there and look these people and their faces, they are so blessed and they are so calm and they are so happy. I don't know really where you can see this.
No, you can really definitely learn from their way of seeing things and getting and taking life
as it is.
And I mean, also I feel like the way they treat death is also a little bit different, because I feel like they drive like
lunatics. They are happy.
But no, I mean like they don't, you know, they just walk over the street like they drive crazy. They, I don't know, they They live so close to death and to...
Yes, some, and they don't care they don't, in some they, way.
Yeah, because in some way it's really...
I think it's part of religion. It's lots of about religion. This country is really... It's about religion.
Yeah.
It's everything comes from religion. It's not comes from money or art or something. Everything comes from religion. And because of this, maybe they are so, so different in this way. Because... Definitely. Yes, they don't have this kind of I want, I need all the time in my head. I have this feeling that I need something more, I need something another. I'm never like satisfied with what I have. And after these travels, when I back home and even I have a hot shower, I was like, we are so lucky to have, we have more than necessary.
Really.
Because they even don't have a hot shower. They even don't have like food or television or even internet or phone. And what I'm talking about that I have problem or something. Absolutely. Yeah, it's not fair to be like this. And because of this, I'm saying that India was really life changing for me. It's really changed all my thoughts and all my like taste in the most important. I change my taste. And it's everything comes out from your taste, what you like and what you want in life. And I realized that, you know, my country is not so, how to say, we are really poor. We are not like modern or progressive. We are still in the middle. And I was always yelling like and always be sad about this, that why I'm not living in somewhere more progressive place. But now I really appreciated my country. Really, we have so many things to do and opportunities to do what we want to do. And we have chance for everything, for education. We are really to compare my country with India. Really,
I think that always traveling made me happier or more aware that wow, we have it so well, you know, there's so many other situations you can be born into, and you really have to be thankful to be healthy and have a hot shower and
opportunities to just have education, because it's the most important what you can give yourself, your child, and I don't know. That's because without education you just don't know anything and you cannot progress. And
true.
We have this chance and we really need to use it and be appreciated of this, that we can do so many things. Because there are people who really...
They live another reality.
Another.
How was it for you when we... I remember we had a little part of India and then luckily we went into Nepal. And and that kind of changed. It was good because India was really exhausting in the beginning. It was such a shock for you and for us together to handle this in Busi. And then suddenly we make it over the border and we are in another country, what is just a neighbor country, but I feel like
everything changed.
How was the aura for you there when we made it over the border?
Oh my God. In the beginning, like as I said, like it was not easy India for me, and I was so happy to cross the border to be in Nepal, because immediately when you are crossing the border, it's completely different vibe. So calm, so nice, everyone is smiling to you, no one is bothering you.
Like, no one runs to your car, knocks on the door.
No, they are so peaceful. There you can really say that it's the place where you can have like the Nirvana moment. Really. It was really necessary for me, because I remember I really recharged my emotions there, like my feelings, and a little bit I had a space to recover and myself. Yeah. And then after Nepal, when we back in India, I already was in myself and in my brain, I were prepared and I was really strong, more stronger than in the beginning.
You, I remember you, before we entered India again, after Kathmandu, you said like, now I can do this. Yeah. I know what's coming. And we really, I think,
we come back
into India and we were like a different travelers traveling in India because we were prepared. We had, I think your mindset is really important to get your fucking head together to like, okay, it's gonna be stinky. It's gonna be wild. Yeah. It's gonna be like this. And then we really rocked it really well. And I feel like also our vibe, just being cool with it was, I even feel like less people came to us, you know?
Like, I was like asking you, Simon, is this place changed or we changed? Like, it was like reflection of us that we were on very in a good mood. We were smiling to everyone and everyone smiled to us. And I felt more easy inside and everything was easy for me. Yeah, it's also nothing changed in India. Like it was before same and after returning, it was the same. But still, I think just we changed, and because of this, all our perspective changed there. And it's always about us, how we feel and what expectations we have. And maybe in the first time when I fly in India, I was not ready, and because I did not know it, what was going there. I know it from like maybe TikTok or some media, social media, and the real life is completely different there. And maybe when we back there, I already knew it and I was prepared and I was ready and it was easy for us. I remember we really enjoyed it because we did this, like we did Rajasthan, we did Mumbai. Also, Mumbai was so amazing.
Yeah,
and so
you enjoyed
crazy.
The Mumbai too.
Yeah. We need to talk about a little bit about Mumbai. And also the Jaipur is like my favorite city. I really, really want to go back there. I don't know, the people, I don't know, the culture and everything. It's a little bit more easy to be there because it's more touristic, I think, and because
I think it was the most, like, I think the most people go to Rajasthan in India, and I understand why. It's, they have these beautiful cities with palaces and amazing things to see, no? And you have safaris very close, and you have museums and all of this.
We have really wild safari moments. I remember we were driving with this open car and without any security or any like B plan if a tiger gonna come and eat me. We had zero B plan, but still it was so amazing. Really.
We see
he was chilling with their own cups, small.
Yeah, three cups.
Oh,
yes, it was so.
And Bambis, and I don't know, it was so magic. Really, it was highlight of my travels in India.
Because you also, I mean, I've been also before in Africa in the Serengeti, and I see this kind of wildlife, and you know, when you travel and you have someone by your side, and you can enjoy double because you see things also in another way because your partner sees it and enjoys it. So I don't know, seeing you,
I was so excited because it was really first time because we don't have this luxury like to in my country. We have very small and poor zoo, and I always said to see how animals are treated like this, and then you see animals like to be free in their
environment,
place, and feel so good and so free. And when you have a chance to be part of this, it's really amazing experience.
That's true. I remember we buy you like a leopard scarf and I was scared the tiger will take you as a leopard or something, but I think he just flirted with you, honestly.
We had a really nice eye contact. And you remember this night we had something jump on us in Busi.
I said it before because it's such a, it was just intense to have like a leopard jumping on your roof. These are the little things, really, I really remember really well. I just one story out of context, okay? Because there's some stuff we always get really touched, no? Like your Varanasi, and I remembered one moment in Mongolia. I really wanted to share this. It just popped up in my head. Yeah. I told you. You remember I was going up the Gobi Desert, like the dunes, and it was so steep, and when you walked, the sand was kind of floating mm-hmm. down. So the more I walked up, the more the river of sand got bigger and bigger, and then it really just turned into like a little
river.
Into a little floating river of sand. And the sand, because I don't know, and then something really intense happened. So intense, I still get goosebumps when I think about it. A vibration started, and the whole dune was singing, like 100 monks or priests, like, because the sand was...
A dune moment.
I had a real dune moment. My whole body was vibrating, and whole big sound of...
I don't know the story.
It was my whole being was just shaken by this, I don't know, it was so meditational, and it was so loud, and then your whole body vibrates, and you hear it inside of you and all around. That was very special. I asked later, like, what that was, and they said in Gobi the sand has this specific size, and I don't know, and when it starts moving, it starts singing. So
singing,
yeah, it's called the singing dunes.
Oh
so
my God.
Yeah, really intense.
It was. It not was, a people, not a...
There was no one. I was alone.
Oh my God. Just the nature whole, was singing for you.
The nature was singing for me, yeah. I would just remember that because, yeah, we have these moments like the leopard or something, what we really remember well, no?
Yeah, it's this really magic moments who triggers something inside you and make you alive again, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, because, I don't know, there happens really... some stuff that you are not used to see and never been this kind of places.
But yeah. It was not that always went well. You remember when also Bussi had a little problems?
He was struggling.
He was struggling.
He was tired. I don't want to move anymore. And I remember we were stuck in India in the mountains.
Somewhere in the middle of
nowhere, really. You could imagine my anxiety level there, really. But still, we were lucky there because...
Can you tell them how
lucky we were? Yeah.
I mean, that
like with people, everyone like trying to help us. They tried to find a tractor. It's mm-hmm. the right white.
Yeah,
I remember this tractor was pulling us.
But first, like there was one guy passing on a motorbike or something, and then he stayed with us. He could not talk to us.
Everyone was staying with us. Really, it was amazing, and they were like supporting and trying to help, even giving a food or something without knowing any English or something. It was pure.
Body language. And in the end, they organized really like a tractor, how you say. And this guy pulled us over these mountains. It was
really,
not
like
easy.
5 hours with the slowest speed we were. Boom, 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 boom. Really.
And it was really, that was a rough ride. But I mean, in the end of the day, I think what is the beauty also, if you trust people and you see that this trust is worth it to give the people you really can have like a travel with a good experience with.
Yes, and it's all about how you are motivated in inside you. Maybe it's also very important. And you were more positive in this because you had more experience than me, and you were always like, don't worry about it. You were always smiling and you were really trusty to universe and whatever travel god or I don't know. You were really trusty to something that is more than you. And you were like, chill, Matasi, everything gonna be okay. You will see. And really this optimism what you had, it really comes on me. And
we
make this... nice trip together without any very bad experiences, and we are still together because all my friends were calling me and how you managing do this, because like as a couple to be always like 24 hours to be together in this small place. I cannot do this with my best friend, like with Elena. I cannot do this. To travel with her in this kind of way. And I did with you. It was not easy because you have your own, like you are used to it to travel alone. I think it was for you first time that you also let someone in your small place and in your world.
We were traveling 4 months.
Yes, and I think
4 months.
Yeah,
24 hours every day.
Yeah, it was together, not really. And I know that it
I think
was.
I never
not...
did this with anyone in my whole life.
Yeah. You imagine do this with Mario or with I don't know.
I mean, Mario was close to this. I mean, I did this with him maybe 2-3 months. You know, but we also we spend a day
without each other. Yeah, it's helps really. Yeah. But to do as a couple this crazy experience and still stay together.
Yeah, no, we did so well.
It's not easy, really, but it's manageable. I think it's possible because it helps that we have Thailand time and there we had like sometimes you were I were like going and walking alone and you had your own times for read and to have your.
But there was
time.
Also we were waiting for Bussi. It was shipping. It was got shipped from Mumbai to Bangkok, and then we had, of course, we took like a hostel or something like this here and there, and then we had our
small times like alone.
And I think also beach helps.
Yeah,
just be on an island and go swim and have a little moment of. I feel like this kind of travels, you really have to. Have a contrasty life of lifestyle, no?
Like yes.
Sometimes you're in the city, then you have to have some... Because cities and this high life and between people and being in the middle of everything, it really takes also energy. It can take a lot of energy. And then you really have to take care that you also take care of yourself with a little in between time to relax.
To relax your mind and like
really
your
mind.
Also, you need time and space to like think about all the stuff you see, because imagine every day you have something new experience, emotion, and you as a human being, we are not a robot to like redo this all information. We need time for this, and we had no time for this because every time it was new and all those things collect together. And maybe because of this I'm still thinking about India, because I'm still processing this all experience what we have there. Mm-hmm. And you really need in middle time, and now you have this middle time because we back in Germany in Munich, and you have this time to think all this time what you had there, because you did more than me, like you had
more stuff happened.
You did China, Korea, Japan, and imagine I'm still thinking about India, and you have
process. That's why also we will do after this podcast, it will be a summer break. And I really need to process about all of these things, what happened.
Yes, to have all these memories and all these emotions, like to really feel them, because we had no time to feel some stuff and we were ignoring or like putting back in...
Put it on the side.
For later, but you still need to do this, because without this it's not so meaningful to do this kind of travels.
Definitely.
Yes, and also it was good that you were writing, and it also really helps you cannot let it go and let, you know,
just pass it and forget about things. Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah, and it was really helping. And I had this, my camera and the taking of pictures. It was like maybe the one way to express and like to show and to feel and remember all these things. And I'm really happy that I did it. And really without this travels, I would never ever touch the camera what I had as a present.
No, it was really good that you find the beginning with this. I remember one more thing too, maybe have a nice I remember when we were in Thailand and you went the first time snorkeling. That was really beautiful. You know, to take, I love diving.
Funny.
Yeah, but I'm scared a little bit, but I feel like seeing the ocean and the underwater and
it some was amazing,
colorful really. Fish, you were really blown away by that, no? Yeah,
imagine they have their own crazy world and you have a chance to just explore this place and be a part of this and I felt like I'm a fish as well and like swimming there.
She was a little whale fish.
Yes, boom, boom. it was really amazing because in Thailand they have really amazing place underwater world and really it was like breathing inside something. Everything was like doing like really
this movement.
Yeah, movements really of even the stones. Remember fish stones? They were
like corals and
and to be part of this. Yeah, it's amazing. I recommend this everyone.
She's definitely a beautiful mermaid, I can tell you.
Yeah, with my red ginger hair.
She really looks like a little mermaid. So true, so true. One last story for me, okay? Because I remember one more thing from China, from one of these things. I need to get them out before the summer break. I remember driving for like 3 hours and left and right was jasmine fields. Jasmine, you know, this most beautiful smell. Like I was in this, I don't know how to say in English, olfactory, I don't know, like very, it was so intense smelling. You know, I was driving through the most beautiful smell for like 3 hours.
Jasmine.
No, I was high. I getting high on this. On this flower smell and of this, you know, it was all around me. It was, you know, getting, I don't know, into
in your brain, in my in your brain,
in my clothes, and my pussy. Pussy was smelling like this for like a week later as well. And it was just so
amazing story. And let's add, like with this, like road passing moments. You remember this moment when we see this little red spot. And we stopped the car, like we were, what is this crazy red coming out from the mountain? And we went there and it was huge, like mountains are covered by chili.
Yes.
Chili. All by chili. You imagine like red mountains. It was not one mountain, it was mountains. And oh my god, and people there working so hard, even with the babies, even with the small babies. I remember mother was giving
milk
to baby. I don't know,
she was picking the
chilies and collecting them, and I don't know, it was it was like amazing experience. And we take a really amazing pictures and I
can't wait to go through all of those
to see them.
Matati will take my I shot like 25 films, something like this. She brings it to Tiflis because there's a really good developer. He will develop these photos. I'm so excited. We are so excited to see.
I don't believe that you are trusting this to me. I'm really impressed.
All my travels, really. You better make it safe to back to Georgia. Yeah, let's wish you make it.
I will do my best.
You will do your best.
On me, I will do, but I don't know what's gonna
it's okay.
be with the universe, but I will do.
We will be fine. I think we will be fine. Otherwise, we have the stories to tell you and no pictures to show.
But still, we have digital ones in some way.
That was really, really fun. It was your first podcast.
Yes.
So cool. How you feel?
I feel really, really nice and really good. But sorry for my English.
No, don't be sorry. It was so good. It was so, so good.
I hope you hear something nice, something interesting. And if you want to travel, it's time to do now. Yeah,
your time is now.
Your time is now, really.
And I think because, if you guys have any questions, we are always happy to answer them on Instagram as well. Like, you can hook us up. Matassi has a really, really beautiful Instagram. You should definitely start following. It's Matassi_O_Nakata. But you find her on my Instagram as well. Follow her. She will be posting lots of her India photos we made a big selection and you're going to show a lot of things. And it's really worth seeing her art. It's incredible. It's really, 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 really nice.
Sweet.
No, it's fantastic. And I will take a little break from the podcast for a little while, and I will let you guys know when we will be back. Enjoy the summer. Aya, and on your podcast platform, you can add me so you will not miss any new episodes who will be coming. Exactly. And enjoy your summer. I hope you enjoyed Bussi all these months. We had really, I looked into the numbers. It was really 10,000 of people listened every month, and I'm so incredibly happy about this. I don't even know who are these people, and I have to thank you for following this whole journey. And it's been such a fun ride with you guys. I love you, and we will give you a big bussy bussy now.
Bussi ist eine Produktion der We Make Them Wonder GmbH in Zusammenarbeit mit den Podstars bei OMR.